In this week's parasha, it says a very important pasuk: Oid kol yimei haaretz, as long as the world continues to exist, zera v'kotzir v'kor v'chaim v'kayitz v'chaylef yoyim v'layla lo yish boisu. Chazal learned from this pasuk a very important halacha: Goy sheshavas chayiv misa. A Gentile is not allowed to rest. A goy has to work every moment of his life. So it says, Chazal learned this, lo yishba yisu, I'll let you the words of Chazal. The pshuta shel mikra is, okay, obviously, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised after the Ma'abal that he will never destroy the world again. He's not going to stop all the seasons. He's not going to stop the whole cycle of nature. As what happened during the Ma'abal, everything is going to continue to exist to the end, and that we have here the four seasons. Okay, we have
there are six.
Correct, zera v'kotzir, the seeding and the harvest, v'kor v'chaim, cold and hot, kites v'chorif, summer and winter, v'yoyim v'layla, day and night, lo yishbaisu. I'm sorry.
Before the Ma'abal, there were no seasons.
Kate, I don't know. This is a different topic. It's a big topic.
The Malbim makes a whole point. He says that the world moved on its axis for the first time. The Malbim says that.
The world didn't move. The world didn't. The world didn't rotate. There was no rotation.
He said that the earth was tilted. Without it was tilted. There are no seasons.
Okay, it's a big mystery. What happened before the Malbim? Big mystery. What happened?
The Gemara in Haroah discusses it.
Big mystery, exactly what the world was like before. whatever it is. But right now, we have a pasuk, Mikan Laba Lo Yishvaisu. So that's the Pshuta Shol Mikra. But Chazal take this Joshua, of Yom Reish Lakish, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, they take this pasuk, and they darshin, Yoyim V'layla Lo Yishvaisu, Kesh, besides the Pshuta Shol Rabbi, please, besides the Mikra, of Yom Reish Lakish, of Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, on the days, V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishvaisu, V'yom Amar, Azhara Shalohen, Zuhi Misosan. Okay, there are two parts of this drasha. First part of the drasha is Harei Nemra Bezegam Halacha Bnei Adam Shem Neinoyach Mitzuvim Lavoid Yom V'Layla V'Oser Lishbois B'Yoyim Echad Mehayomim. A goy is not allowed to observe Shabbos. And the Gemara goes so far to say that when it says in the Torah regarding a non-Jew, you may not do something, the violation of that instruction is death. The Yom Reish Lakish, pretty strict, huh? Nachri sheshavas chayiv misa. Shenemar v'yoyim v'layla lo yishvaisu. V'yamamar asar shalachan zuhi misasan. Okay, and Rashi explains, a little bit more.
What does it mean to observe Shabbos?
Okay, so the big topic of discussion. So there are different opinions. Some explain this to mean is that there's no such thing as a seven-day work week. It goes without saying that if they observe our Shabbos, that they don't work on a Saturday, they're chayiv misa. But let's say we will have our own Shabbos Sunday. We will make for ourselves Sunday is no work. So, according to Reish Lakish, the Chayiv Misa, it's a Pella. I mean, the whole world in America, Sunday, there are 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, they don't work. So, the word Melacha by a Goy is not doesn't mean you can't turn on the lights. It means labor-intensive activity, where you are totally absorbed in what you do. How do we reconcile what this says with the modern world today? You're going to say to all the goyim in the world of Chayiv Misa? You can't say that. Okay, so what does it mean? It's not that Rishonim don't say that. They don't say L'shem Shabbos Kodesh. They say just not to work. Once you don't work, we all know ourselves, that inactivity leads to averis. When a person is not occupied with doing something constructive, and you sit down behind the screen and start watching movies, Netflix the whole day, the next thing you're busy with is the dilemma: which bathroom should I go into? That's the way it is. When people have too much time on their hands, too much free.
Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Right.
Okay, too much time on your hands ends up, you become a politician. And you become meshuggah. Mamish meshuggah. That's the pasha. Oh, so how come today we don't find any, you know, the way the world is, you have rest? I don't know. That's not our discussion. Now, here's the question. Question over here is, what say you have a Jew who is in the process... There are different types of dilemmas in this case. Let's say, for example, you have a person who's a Suffolk Jew, a Suffolk guy. Let's say the Gemara talks about it, you find a child in the street. And what is the child's halachic status? So if most of the people in the city, someone brings a child into the fire department, okay? You find it in a basket in the fire department, in front of the fire department. So what is the status of the child? Is the child Jewish or non-Jewish? If most of the residents of the city are Jewish, then the child is a Jew. If most of the residents of the city are non-Jews, the halacha is the child of the guy. Let's say it's 50-50. So you have to be machmir. So we don't really know. The child, mitzad echad, he might be Jewish. Mitzad sheni, he should not be Jewish. I'm not saying the propagate. Let me give you another example. I'm not being accurate. I'm not going to tell you things that are accurate because I'm a little bit unprepared. But let's say, for example, you have a person who's a non-Jew that is in the process of becoming a ger. Okay, he's in the process of becoming a ger, so he's already practicing. He's already practicing becoming Jewish. He's studied Torah, and now he has to go through practice of observing Shabbos to see if he really can be a shomer Torah mitzvahs. But the problem is he's a goy. He has not yet gone through the process of geirus. He's only observing Shabbos for training purposes. So the halacha is he's mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos. He's a goy.
He can do it the last minute.
What? He can be mechal Shabbos the last minute. Correct. As long as he's because of this halacha, and this is a very serious halacha. Chazal take this. The poskim can take this very, very seriously. That a person, a goy, must do melacha every single day of the week. And a goy, it's a pasuk in Torah, yoyim v'layla lo yishvois, this pasuk is addressing b'nei noyach, and Chazal take it very literally, do not rest day and night continuously. So what happens when we have a situation where we have a person who is a non-Jew, but he does need to behave like a Jew. Either he's undergoing the process of geirus, or let's say we have a situation where a child is found in the street. We do not know what his status is, so he has to be observant. He's not allowed to be mechal. Let's say you have that case, not such a bad case. You have a child that's found in the street, so we have to be machmir until he does a geirus l'chumra. Okay, there are types of people today who we do not know if they are Jews. Okay, this happens in Eretz Yisrael a lot. Mm. People that come from other countries, it's you know, the kibbutz goliyos, and the batei dinim in Eretz Yisrael, they really, really work very, very hard on trying to figure out what to do in many of these situations. And unfortunately, there are many situations where the Beis Din says, with a heavy heart, we don't have a solution. And the only thing we can do is we can advise you that you should be megayer l'chumra. It's a horrible, horrible solution because you're tainting a person to tell a person to say that you should become a ger l'chumra. You're tainting him as a second-class citizen. It's really a horrible, horrible solution. And what?
Not supposed to be a second-class citizen.
But that's what it is. First of all, in halacha. Asara yuchsin olu mibavel. A person who's a ger has limitations. Who he can marry, especially a woman, it's a problem. There are halachic limitations of being a ger. There are different levels of yichus. There are kohanim, levim, yisraelim, gerim, and the sin, mamzer. It is. He's a ger tzedek. Once you tell a person, we do not know if you're Jewish or not Jewish, and therefore we have to ask you to convert l'chumra, hatofa stambris, go mimakabul the mitzvahs, in front of a bezin, go to mikvah, and therefore just in case you're not Jewish, Now you're now a ger, so manafshach. Either you're from birth you're a Jew, or if you were not a Jew from birth, because maybe your mother was not Jewish, we have no way of knowing. You were Megayer, so you're a Suffolk ger, Suffolk Yisrael. That's not a pleasant thing to tell a person to do. It's a very big insult. It's a tremendous insult. You tell a person, it's a real turnoff. You come to Eretz Yisrael and they say, we're not going to accept, not going to give you an aliyah because we don't really know if your mother is Jewish. What do you mean I'm not Jewish? I've been living in Ethiopia. My mother, I'm telling you I am Jewish. Who are you to go tell me that I'm not Jewish? How dare you? How dare you? They're Russians. Okay, this is, I'm not making up things. This is an old, very big problem in Eretz Yisrael, and there are all different types of situations. Let's put that aside. But there are definitely situations where you have people who are. Or another example, very common. This is very, very common. Where a person was Megayer, but when he gets a little bit older, he realized that the Bezdin that converted him is questionable. Not even reform. It depends. It all depends. Like, let's say, like, go back 30, 40 years ago, a semi-conservative Bezdin did a conversion. So 30, 40 years ago, there was not such a big difference between, a conservative Bezdin can basically pass as Orthodox if they really wanted to. But they really weren't identified as conservative, but the Rabbanim then, they were some of them were Yerei Shemayim. How do you judge these things? There are no...
It was to the parents, it wasn't to the actual person. The parent was converted, right, exactly.
So there are situations, it's not so uncommon, where people did go through a conversion when they were younger. They don't have accurate records of who exactly was involved in the conversion. And it could very well be that it was good enough, or it was maybe even very good. But there is a concern that the Bezdin was not a kosher Bezdin. And therefore, but this person today is a wonderful person. He's a leader in the community. He's a Rosh Hashiva. And now he realizes that there are people that are challenging the validity of his conversion. So this is not so bad in this case, because in this case, I was a guy. No one is denying the fact that I was not Jewish. That's a guarantee. And there's no question I want to be Jewish. And there is no question that I did a gerus. The question was, things have come to our awareness that the gerus might not have been 100% satisfactory according to all opinions. All right, I'll do it again. Big deal, I'll do it again. To satisfy all the mefunakim, that's not so bad. That's not like a case of a person who comes from Russia, from a part of Russia, you don't really know where he came from, you don't really have records, you don't have a matzevos, okay, and it's very hard to track down. The Israeli government, they probably pay a ton of money for this, to track down records and to go check out matzevos in Ukraine and Russia and in Ethiopia, to find epis, to find something that the Rabbanim can use as a support to say kosher. Sometimes you just can't. So what do you do in those cases? I don't know. They do this the whole day. They deal with the Shilas, the biggest Gedolei Yisrael. That's what they did in Bezdin, in the Sanhedrin, in the Lishkas Lagozes. They were Miyaches, the Yichus of Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim, Kohanim. But there, it's a terrible insult to tell a person that you're not Jewish. But there are many situations where it's not so terrible. Like a person that is 100% a ger. 30 years ago, he had a gerus out somewhere in Wisconsin. A gerus in Chavez in South Dakota. Somewhere in a place you never heard of. And the guy says, was it a kosher gerus? I think so. Do I really know? Do you want to be a Jew? Of course. I'm a Rosh Hashiva. I'm on the Moetzes. Of course. So do you want to do another gerus just in case? Of course. That's not so bad. Okay. The next appointment we have available for the Moel to do Atofas Dam Bris, and the next time they'll open up the mikvah, is next Tuesday. So come back next Tuesday. What should I do over Shabbos? So over Shabbos, mitzad echad, I'm shayim etar, I have a tish, I'm a rebbe. I have to give out shirayim. But I might be a goy. And if I'm a goy, and I give such a gevaldige Shabbos, so then go ger, a goy sheshavas, chayiv misa. So make with a big grace rebbe, and he wants to do a new gerus, l'chumra, on Tuesday morning, And right now it's only Monday, and he's going to have to pass through Shabbos, and he has this dilemma. Maybe I'm Taka Jewish, it was a good Geirus, Mimela, I'm going to have a Fabring, I'm a Shemesh Shabbos.
He can wring out the towel after the mikvah.
That's Chil Shabbos, Schita. That's Chil Shabbos Doraisa.
Right.
He can't do that.
But he doesn't want to be Shabbos.
But that's the problem, that's exactly what we're coming to address. There's a 50% chance that the Geirus he had 30 years ago was 100% good. Here's the problem. He has 100%. There's a 50% chance that he's a full-fledged Jew. Mimela, he's not allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. Mitzad sheni, on the tzad that he's a goy, he's not allowed to observe the Shabbos. And if he observes the Shabbos, he's chayav misa. Whatever he does is no good. If he's mechallel Shabbos, he's chayav misa. If he observes the Shabbos, he's chayav misa. So what do you do? Solution. Here's this very simple solution. This is what the Poskim say. Is a goy, lahalacha, the days are calculated with the night following the day. The way a goy calculates time is the day begins with dawn, or maybe sunrise. Depends if the goy holds of the growth, Morgan Afron. Okay, the day begins with one of those two. And when does the day end? The day ends the 24 hours. The next morning. The day ends in the morning. The day is the whole day. And then there's the night. And the day ends the next morning, either sunrise or Mishayakir, dawn. Okay? So it ends at either dawn or sunrise. So no problem. The time for the Rebbe to do Melacha D'oraisa is Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos. Manav Shach. If he's a Jew, so then from Friday night until Mitzvah Shabbos, he didn't do Melacha. If he's a Goy, because the Geirus wasn't good 30 years ago, so then he's not allowed to observe Shabbos. So when is Shabbos for a Goy? When is Shabbos? Shabbos is sunrise, dawn to dawn. In the morning, let's say sunrise to sunrise. So what is the time, when is the time that it's going to be called Shabbos for a Goy, but not Shabbos for a Jew? Mitzvah Shabbos.
After Rabbeinu Tam?
After Rabbeinu Tam. So after Rabbeinu Tam, he'll do Melacha, he'll turn on the lights. So if he's a Jew, if I'm a Jew, it's not Shabbos anymore. But if I'm a Goy, it's still Shabbos, because the Goy's calculation of time begins with sunrise, and the day goes until the next sunrise. So the window of opportunity that's nishtahi nishtaher is Friday night. It's Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, it's not Shabbos for a Jew, so therefore if he does Melacha then he's not Chayiv Misa, but it's still Shabbos for a Goy, and he'll do Melacha then. So it should not be a Goy Shabbos. So that's the solution. Okay, very simple.
What would calculate from midnight?
So that's a good question. So let's say if you want to learn like that, that's a more modern thing. But if you want to say that the guy will follow the modern convention of when the day is, so then he'll do malacha. The guy will do malacha after midnight at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever chatzos is. Midnight.
Before.
No, because when is the Goy Shabbos? If you want to calculate, so Shabbos begins Friday, 12 o'clock, 12 a.m. And Shabbos by a Goy ends Saturday, 12, Sunday, it begins Saturday, 12 a.m. and ends Sunday, 12 a.m. So the Goy will do Melacha right before, will do before 12. He'll do Melacha before 12 o'clock.
So that's no problem.
Right, no problem. Because we're making an assumption here that the way a Goy, even today, calculates time is not the way a Jew calculates time. So therefore, there's going to be a moment, there's going to be 6 hours at least, or there's going to be a period of time that is not Shabbos for a Jew, but is Shabbos for a Goy, and during that time, he will do Melacha. So if he's a Jew, he is not in Mechal Shabbos. if he is a goy, he was mechalul his Shabbos, and that way he's not in violation of goy sheshavas chayiv misa. Okay, very simple. Now here comes a delicious, delicious challenge to this question. A delicious challenge. Now, by the way, now I'm beginning to remember that this whole question was presented to the Chazal. That it's, you know, Noach was, it says the Ferish Nichol that Noach observed Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a medrash somewhere. Noach observed, the Avos observed, but the Avos and Noach were B'nei Noach. And the male, they have the halach of Goyish HaShavas Chayiv Misa. Mitzat Sheni, if they observe Kol HaTorah Kula, means they were Shema Shabbos. So it's the same exact thing. If you're going to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, you're going to calculate time from sunset to sunset as a Jew. If you're going to calculate time as a Goy, you're going to calculate from sunrise to sunrise. And the Mela, you'll have a period of time that is not Shabbos for a Jew, but it's still Shabbos for a Goy. And during that time, you can do Malacha. So you're not being Mechal Shabbos on Jewish time, but you are being Mechal Shabbos on non-Jewish time, so it should not be a violation of Goy Sheshavas Chayiv Mis. Fine. Here is a delicious challenge to this question. Bizman Hazeh, we have a fixed calendar. It can never ever happen that Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. It can fall on Shabbos.
Friday or Sunday.
Today in our calendar, it can never loy adurosh, when you do the math, it can never happen that Yom Kippur falls out on, let's say for right now, Sunday. Impossible. What? Today you can't. Yes, absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt. Absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt. When they were Makadish al Piriya, then they can work out, they sanctify the new moon, it can be that you have back to back Shabbos Yom Kippur. So what happens now? Make believe, now enter into with me into the world of fantasy. Make believe we're living in a time, Shabbos HaMikdash Kayanu Makadish al Piriya. And we have a year where Shabbos and Yom Kippur are back to back. And we have in front of us a person, a Grois Rebbe, who now realizes that maybe 30 years ago he has a suffix if the Geirus was a kosher Geirus. He doesn't know. Memeila, he has an appointment with the Beis Din next Tuesday to do over the Geirus, Nocha Geirus. But in the meantime, over this coming Shabbos, he's living in the life of a dilemma. Maybe I'm a Jew, maybe I'm a Goy.
Why did he wait for that
job?
He should have done
a week. That's the way it comes out. It could happen such a thing, theoretically. Okay, I told you, we're going to the world of fantasy now. Make believe with Makash Al-Piriya. And you have a Shabbos, Yom Kippur, back to back. And we have a person who has a suffix if he's a Jew or not a Jew. And he wants to be Jewish. He wants to be Jewish. So on the side that he's Jewish, is Michal Shabbos, is Chayav Nisa. On the side that he's a Goy, if he's observant of Shabbos, he's Chayiv Nisa, he must be Mechal Shabbos. Catch 22. So what is he going to do? So what did we say until now? What did we say? Mitzvah Shabbos. Because Mitzvah Shabbos is not Shabbos for a Jew, but it is Shabbos for a Goy. So he'll be Mechal the Mitzvah Shabbos. But it's Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur has the same exact status as Shabbos.
Solution.
Yeah.
If he saves someone, he's Mechal Shabbos to save the Kuach Nefesh. The Kuach Nefesh is Shayach by Yid. It's not Shayach by Goy.
Yeah, he's saying very DT for Lomnus Mea. Not everything Mea says. Not everything Mea says is so crazy. Sometimes he says some very. I hear what he's saying. It's a little bit. He's saying something very good. I got to think about this. Joy not Salah. He's saying is Joy not Salah for Shabbos Yom Kippur. Interesting, got to work it through. I hear what you're saying, okay? This I didn't prepare for. This I didn't prepare for. I hear what you're saying. Join that soul for Shabbos Yom Kippur. I hear what you're saying. Okay, but let's put that aside for a moment. Let's try to find. So herefore, this fellow cannot be Mechalel Mitzvah Shabbos on the tzad that he's Jewish. It's Yom Kippur. So therefore, Mitzvah Shabbos is out. But Mitzvah Shabbos, Yom Kippur, a goy is that shaykh in Yom Kippur, but it's still Shabbos for a goy, because the Shabbos of a goy is calculated from sunrise to sunrise or whatever till chatzos to chatzos. So that window of time for the goy to do melacha, so it should not be in the category of goy, sheshavas, chayim misa, is not available. Because that window is Yom Kippur if he's a Jew. So what is he going to do? What is he going to do?
Make a shaliach.
A shaliach? What are you talking? Ain shaliach l'dvar aveira. What is he going to do?
This is
a famous answer, and he doesn't. This is an answer to this question, which he delves into this very, very deeply. Okay, we have a Shabbos Yom Kippur. So he says the solution is, he should the goy, the safik yitzafik goy, should wear. Let's go through all the steps. Should wear tzitzis. Now let's explain. To wear tzitzis. Let's discuss a woman. If a woman wears tzitzis, or let's go back another step. A briska. Do you know that the real briskers do not wear tzitzis, a talis katan on Shabbos? They don't wear a talis katan. They only wear it during the week. Why don't the real briskers wear a talis katan on Shabbos?
I carry.
Why is it carrying? So I asked my cousin, who's a real briska, the rabbi, could you imagine that the rabbi of the Spanish Portuguese synagogue does not wear tzitzis on Shabbos? What kind of rabbi? He does not wear a talis katan on Shabbos. Why not? Because he's a real, real solid briska. And the real briskas, the Messuris, do not wear tzitzis on Shabbos because they hold. He told me the reason. I know the real reason. I thought it was a different reason, but he told me it's because they hold the chayish for the shitas harambam. You know the briskas. They're obsessed with the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that the tcheles is ma'akev the lavan. If you don't have tcheles on your garment, then you're not yoytze the mitzvah of tzitzis. So since bizman hazeh we do not definitively have tcheles, okay, you can wear the murex all you want, but no one's gonna tell you, no responsible person is gonna tell you that we are absolutely certain that the murex that is people today have is the real tcheles. We don't have tcheles. If we don't have tcheles, that means you're not yoytze tzitzis. When you make a bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvanu ala tzitzis, or l'sate b'tzitzis, it's bracha levatala. So they'll answer you, we're not chayish for the Rambam. We don't pass like the Rambam. Even the briskas will tell you, we pass in like all of the other rishonim, the techeles is not me'akev the lavan. You can make a bracha with Hashem's name, everything is fine. However, Chil Shabbos, that's already too much. You can make a bracha, but what's the worst thing happens if you make a bracha? Kei lo sisa eshem Hashem elokecha lashav. It's not muchach that you're making a bracha levatola, you know, midrabanan. With regard to saying Hashem's name, making the bracha, that with soymech,
same thing.
Taz gadol is a zelbazach.
Taz gadol
are
not carrying. They're in the shul.
No. So I'm going to say, but it's a bracha.
For the bracha. Yes,
this is a bracha levatol. If you hold like the Rambam, it's a bracha levatol.
So then the bracha levatol is all year round.
That's right. It's all year round. So ask the briskers. Oh, it's a bracha levatol. No. We don't pass like the Rambam. We don't pass like the Rambam. Chas v'shalom. We pass like all other Rishon that the Tchel is not making the love, and you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha. What's the worst thing that will happen to you if it turns out that if you would pass like the Rambam? What's the worst thing? You said Hashem's name Lashav. It's a serious Aveira. You get Malchus. It's a Lois Asay. And you know, you could even argue that you didn't do an Aveira. We say Hashem's name all the time, by the way. Saying Hashem's name Lashav has to have certain criteria to be chayiv midaraisa. It's not muchruch that if you pass like the Rambam and you make a bracha on your talis gadol, that you chayiv malchus with hasra. Not muchruch. So we're soymich. Don't tell me the Rambam. We're soymich on the Rishonim. It's not a bracha levatol. Everything is fine and good. So why don't you wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos? That's skila. That's skila. You wear tzitzis. If you're not chayiv in tzitzis, if you have a garment that has strings attached, and those strings are not a mitzvah, it's a masoi. It costs a lot of money, the whole string. It doesn't belong there. That's a burden. You're carrying on Shabbos. You're carrying on Shabbos, Yechayev Skila, Kores. This is Sirda. All of a sudden, we're Chayesh for the Rambam. Briskas are like this. They live with a life of contradictions. Okay? A bracha they'll make. Because whatever their reasons are. But Shabbos, a pachat pechadim. Pachat pechadim, to walk in the street wearing a talis katan or a talis gadol. Multiple times, you can, but it's a chi of skila. The choymer hadavar, you'll say, but bizman hazeh, there's no rishus sarabim deraisa. Doesn't matter. You don't play around with Shabbos. Shabbos, from time immemorial, Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos, if you're a choymer Shabbos, you're good. If you're not a choymer Shabbos, even though you know kol haTorah kula, you're done. You're toast. You don't play around with Shabbos. So the briskas, my cousin, the rabbi himself does not wear a talis katan in the street on Shabbos Kodesh, because this is the tradition of his family. This is what his father, his grandfather, great-grandfather, that's what they all did. Because the chayish l'shita saramam le'inyin Shabbos. So what do you learn from this? I'm just using this as a, is that if you're not chayiv in tzitzis and you're wearing tzitzis, you're mechal Shabbos. None of us here in this room do this. We all wear tzitz on Shabbos. None of us are like this. We all wear tzitz on Shabbos because we're not briskas. We're not briskas. We're not chayish for the Rambam bechlal. Memeila yechayiv in tzitzis. It's not a burden. It's part of the levush. It's tuffle to the levush. It's a chilik of the mitzvah, and that's the way it is. A goy is a goy chayiv in tzitzis. No way. Is a Jew chayiv in tzitzis? Yes. So that's the solution at first glance. This guy, we start off, what is a Suffolk Yisrael Suffolk guy do? A person that needs another game. So what does he do? Mitzvah Shabbos! He's mechalal Mitzvah Shabbos. Perfect solution. Because a guy calculates time, sunrise to sunrise, and a Jew calculates from sunset to sunset. A guy, so there's a window. What was our challenge? What about Shabbos Yom Kippur? Shabbos that is samuch to Yom Kippur. You don't have that window of opportunity. You're right. So I have another solution. Let this Jew, who is a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk guy, he should wear a talis katan or a talis gadol in the street. Now you're going to tell me you have to find a street that's a Rosh Hashanah deraisa. So you have to be Sedech on Rav Moshe. You have to be Sedech on Rav Moshe that the streets of Brooklyn are deraisa. What?
He has to be a brisket.
No, he doesn't have to be a brisket. He doesn't. Because, no, he does need to be a brisket. Because if is a goy chayiv in tzitzis?
No.
If a goy is not chayiv in tzitzis, so then the strings attached to his four-cornered garment is a masui. Just like the briskas hold. That you're not mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis because you need techeles. And if you don't have techeles, then you're not yoytzei tzitzis. So a goy is even worse. A goy is not chayiv in tzitzis altogether. If he's not chayiv in tzitzis altogether, then the strings are a burden. If he's a Jew and is chayiv in tzitzis, so the strings are not a part of the garment. So the solution with face value would be for such a person is to wear during the day of Shabbos a garment that has four corners and has kosher tzitzis. So Manoshach, if he's a Jew, he's not big mechalal Shabbos. If he's a goy, he's being mechalal his Shabbos because he's not chayev in tzitzis. He's ein mitzuveh, and he's wearing tzitzis. It's a burden. That's what would appear to be a solution to this problem. Now, this is not a solution. Why is this not a solution? You have to ask the women of the wall why this is not a solution. Are Noshim chayiv in tzitzis?
No.
No.
You mean women off the wall?
Women off the wall. Are women chayiv in tzitzis?
No.
Question to ask you. Now there was do you know that in history there were some very erlicha women who wore tzitzis?
Yeah.
doesn't say this. We know about women who were tefillin.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you know about women who were tzitzis? That the only says they wore tefillin. It does even that it doesn't say. I don't think it says it anywhere. It's a legend. Is it true? Who knows? Michal. Does it say somewhere that she wore tefillin? It says they wore tefillin. She wore tefillin. Does it say that anywhere in the Gemara? Does it anywhere say in the Gemara that the women wore tzitzis? It says they wore tefillin. Does it say they wore tzitzis? Doesn't say this anywhere. Yet I have a sefer. He brings down a whole bunch of women, rebbetzins, in history, very interesting, who wore tzitzis, and the whole topic of discussion. And basically, all the gedolei Yisrael were very upset. They held it's mamish osa.
Shabbos, they held it's a deraisa.
No. So then there's a very big dilemma, and I think there's even a halacha that if a woman wears tzitzis, a woman wears tzitzis on Shabbos, is she mitzvah tzitzis?
No.
Let's say she would wear tzitzis on Shabbos in the Rishos HaRabim. Is she chayiv skila for carrying? So the poskim can bring down the shaila, and they paskin. You know, it could be even no gale. Let's say it's. I remember. I once went to a place that was very, very cold. And there was an elderly person there, and he was freezing. And he was freezing. He took out his towel. He just wrapped himself in the towels because he was cold. Is that the right thing to do? Well, by him, it was maybe a sakana. So you could have situations where women, it's freezing cold, and the only garment available is a talus. And they walk them in the street to cover themselves. Are they chayiv skila for walking in the Rosh Hashanah and wearing a talus? Person say no. If a woman, for whatever the reason, wears a talus because it's a beged, it's a beged shel mitzvah, and since la halacha, it's a zman with a zechiyah of the mitzvah for men, it doesn't depend upon the person. It depends upon the garment. Since this is a kosher, a garment that requires tzitzis, and the tzitzis are kosher tzitzis, it's a beged shel mitzvah, which has kosher tzitzis, even a woman who is not chayiv in tzitzis, and Chazal don't want her to wear tzitzis, if she were to take this garment and drape herself in this garment and walk in the Rishus HaRabim, she's not chayiv skila fi machal l'Shabbos.
It's like wearing tefillin on Shabbos. If you have to find
it. It's a levush, exactly, right. It's a tachshit. So memela, it is not a solution to tell a goy
to wear tzitzis
and argue you're not chayiv in tzitzis. Well, guess what? He's in good company because women are also not chayiv in tzitzis. Because tzitzis is zman groma. Ureisem oisa. Everyone agrees tzitzis is zman groma. Okay, ureisem oisa. Uzachartem is called, well, not just today, that's a machlaik is also that also. But ureisem oisa. Uzachartem, let's assume we pass zman groma. It's only during women are potter from tzitzis. And the male, even though they're potter from tzitzis, if a woman does wear a talis with tzitzis and goes in the street, what is the halacha? She is potter. So a guy is also potter from tzitzis.
What about if he would put on tefillin? The guy puts on tefillin.
Okay, one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. I hear tefillin is maybe a little bit different. I don't know. Good question. Maybe it's totally, I didn't think about that. Maybe it's totally in this. So to tell a guy to put on a talis is really no different than telling a woman to put on a talis. And just like the halacha psuk, a woman who wears a talis, that's a kosher talis, is potter. So the guy is not being machal Shabbos. Because it depends on the garment. If the garment is a garment which has four corners and has kosher tzitzis, automatically the tzitzis are tuffled to the garment, even though the guy is the one who's wearing the garment. So that would not be a solution. Okay, so there's another solution. Now, this is interesting. This Mishnah Berurah brings down the solution, which is, what happens if you have a garment that has four corners but is sewn halfway down? It's attached. I'm forgetting the case already. You have a garment like a kapata, like today, you know, let's say today you have a garment which really has four corners and it's attached. I forgot already the case. It's attached in the middle. Let me see if I have it over here, if I can remember the exact case. It's a type of garment which it's a real sophic lahalacha if this type of garment is chayiv in tzitzis. There are certain types of situations. Until now, we've been dealing with the case of really a regular kosher talis. Four corners, kosher tzitzis. Let's say you have a kapot, a frak, and that's four corners. Today they round off one of the corners. Let's say that's four corners, but it is sewn in such a way, we'll leave out the details, because I was negligent in not properly preparing this case, where it is not properly sewn, and there is a dilemma in the Shulchan Aruch if this garment is chayiv in tzitzis. Let me see what I have over here. Here, maybe here it is. Okay, in the kushel of the chazanish, because I'll leave a shulchan aruch, in yotzim of the Shabbos. Oh, we hear the hikash al divrei shulchan aruch, all of a sudden, in yotzim of the Shabbos, yesh la'ayin tzitzis. Okay, let me see the case. I'm going to take too much time to find it. Okay, there's a certain case that's brought out in Shulchan Aruch where there's a dilemma, a very big dilemma if it's chayiv in tzitzis or not. We don't. So the bottom line is, this garment, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should not wear this garment. Now, during the weekday, no harm. A certain type of frack that's sewn in a unique way, and there's a machlokes ha-poskim if this type of garment is chayiv in tzitzis. So there's no harm done putting on tzitzis. During the weekday, put on the tzitzis and wear it. Because don't make a bracha. You make a bracha on another garment and you wear this also. But on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, don't wear this in the street on Shabbos. Because on the tzad, according to those opinions who hold that it's not chayiv in tzitzis, it's not the garment, is not chayiv in tzitzis. It's not chayiv in tzitzis. So then you be mechal Shabbos. Because then there's no need to put on tzitzis. And if you put on kosher tzitzis on such a type of garment, you're wearing, you're being mechal Shabbos. So don't do it. So don't do this. Now, on this halacha, so what do you learn from this halacha? That when you're dealing with a garment, the garment itself is a dilemma, is a suffix, then you create a situation where you might, even though it has kosher tzitzis, you may indeed be mechal Shabbos. There's a suffix being mechal Shabbos. Now, this would be a partial solution for the goy. The goy should wear this type of garment. No, I'm forgetting the whole thing. Let's see if I quickly reconstruct this. Can we reconstruct this? Give me half a second. I can just very quickly reconstruct this. You have a Laila, Achrayoim, Shadi Wigapurim, Avram Mikash, so it's a Lusha Vashavis. Oh, here it is, okay. I'm not going to keep you over here. David said, "Bachleik is a poiskim." Okay, and yet some of Shabbos and Rabbi Shlomo because they love Yisrael Chayv since the Torah should be pesuch. Ruboy sasum, v'ak lamata pachlas by arba arkanafayis en chayv betzitzis. That was the case where it's roy. The case is where most of the garment is sewed and only a minority is opened. It's 50-50. Something like a pancho, yeah. Right. But it, where the majority of the garment is sewn shut and the minority is open, it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch what the halacha is. She yisoyed adin she tzitzis she ainik asher chud yitzitzis nochshem gemasoy klav yibeged yosu yotazo davka bechutim shulufi amatzav and chaymata. No, I want to say what I want to do it the right way. Okay, so so this is a very big case. I'm leaving out a point, but let me give you the final solution. The final solution to the question that obviously is not going to work out because manufshach, that type of solution, is still going to be a suffix of Chil Shabbos for a Jew. Since for a Jew, it may indeed be Chil Shabbos, he can't wear that. Here's the final solution. The final solution is, what is the halacha of a goy? This is an interesting solution. The final solution. What is the halacha if a goy puts tzitzis on your garment? Are you allowed to go to the store and buy tzitzis? And on the package it says made and sewn and inserted by in China.
No.
It's possible. The halacha is the gzeres hakasev, the one that puts the tzitzis on the garment must be a Jew. Now here's the question. Now what would happen now on Shabbos if a Jew would wear a garment that has kosher tzitzis which have been inserted into the garment by a non-Jew? Would he be mechal Shabbos? Absolutely, yes. So it's a chiddush. It's not so pashut, but the answer is yeah. You're not yoytze to the mitzvah. That you're not yoytze. If you have a garment that's four corners and a goy tied the tzitzis, you know what could happen? You go to the cleaners. Whatever he wants to do with the guy, whatever, it's ridiculous. But let's say a guy puts the tzitzis on. Are you yoytze the mitzvah? You're not yoytze the mitzvah. Are you mechal Shabbos? It's not so simple, because the tzitzis do belong on the garment, but you're not yoytze the mitzvah because a guy put it on the garment. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin, you're mechal Shabbos. Why mechal Shabbos? Because since these tzitzis, even though they themselves are kosher tzitzis, but because they were put on the garment by a non-Jew, it's not a kosher talis. It's not a kosher talis. It's a masoi. It's a burden. There's chil Shabbos. So you know what the solution is? It's brilliant. This person who now has a dilemma if he's Jewish or non-Jewish and is waiting for his appointment next Tuesday and has to pass through Shabbos, Yom Kippur, he can't do the solution mitzvah Shabbos, He himself, on Friday afternoon, should tie the tzitzis onto his garment. So now, monafshach, if he's Jewish, so then it's a kosher talis. Because I'm a Jew, I am inserting into my garment tzitzis. That means the talis is a kosher talis. If it's a kosher talis, when I walk in the street on Shabbos, I'm having mechal Shabbos. If I'm a goy, then it's not a kosher talis. If it's not a kosher talis, and then the tzitzis are a burden. So when I walk with this talis in the street on Shabbos, I am being mechal Shabbos. Perfect solution. That is the solution. The goy, this person who's a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk goy, should himself insert the tzitzis into the garment. If a Jew puts the tzitzis into the garment, there's no chil Shabbos. Even though the goy is potter from Shabbos, if you're wearing a garment of a kosher talis, it's no different than if a woman wears a talis on Shabbos. She's not mechal Shabbos because it's a kosher talis. But if a goy were to make the tzitzis, were to insert the tzitzis, then even a Jew would be mechal Shabbos. So what is the status of the one who put the tzitzis in the garment? Is he a Jew or is he a goy? Manavshach. If he's a Jew, it's a kosher talis. A kosher talis, he's not in mechal Shabbos. If he's a goy, it's not a kosher talis. And then whoever wears it on Shabbos is in mechal Shabbos. So if he's a goy and he's wearing it on Shabbos, it's mechal Shabbos. That is the solution. So we started out with a halacha. A goy is not allowed to observe Shabbos. A Jew must observe Shabbos. Each one has a penalty of misa. So a person who's a suffolk, like a person who got a gerus, and he doesn't know if it was a kosher gerus, is stuck in the middle. Whatever he does is no good. If he observes Shabbos, he's chayiv misa, because he might be a goy. If he doesn't observe Shabbos, he's chayiv misa, because maybe he's a Jew. So what was the solution? At first glance, he should do melacha mitzoy Shabbos. Because the way we calculate Shabbos for a Jew is not the way we calculate it for a goy. We have a window where you can solve your problem. What was our problem with that? What happens if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur? So what was the first thought? The first thought was he should wear a talis. Because it's a goy. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs. So the male it's a masoi. No, we rejected that. Why do we reject that? Because no different than a woman. So what is the ultimate solution? The goy himself should put the tzitzis into the garment, because it's not kosher for a Jew. If he's a Jew, it's kosher, it's not a masoi. If he's a goy, it's not kosher. But if he's not a goy, and it's a masoi, and he's wearing it on Shabbos, he's taka carrying on Shabbos. So then he's taka not being observing the Shabbos. That would be the perfect solution.
Today's year, Maritz Chayes, V'chamad Kasham HaRatzakach Baruch Hu.
Amen.